Very seldom do I see or do I hear something from a social justice warrior that actually surprises me, that actually pisses me off. Most of the time, when I come on here and I talk about the woke, it's in a joking context. I'm usually making fun of their stupidity. I've said it before. You have SJWs like Shannon Sharpe, Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith. I consider these guys to just be clueless, or in the case of Stephen A., someone who sold his integrity for money. Then you have social justice warriors like Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann is just pure evil. He lives a life of misery. The piece of shit that I am about to bring to your attention, he is a social justice warrior in the class of Keith Olbermann. I don't know anything about him, but I guarantee you, this dude lives a miserable life. As you guys know by now, the legendary John Madden passed away last night. Anytime someone dies, we generally hear nothing but positive things about them. It's the right thing to do. Even if someone wasn't necessarily an all-around great person, when they pass away, people tend to remember the good things about them, the good things they did. Harry Reid, for example, he also passed away yesterday. Now, Harry Reid was corrupt, at least politically. Have you ever seen the movie Casino? The senator in the movie that is taking bribes from Frank Rosenthal, I think in the movie they call him Ace Rothstein, but the film is based on real life Frank Rosenthal. Anyway, the corrupt senator in Casino is based on Harry Reid. He was taking bribes, cops at the casino, but when it came time to approve Frank Rosenthal for a gaming license, all those bribes meant nothing. Harry Reid was chairman of the board that denied him his casino license. He wouldn't even give Frank Rosenthal a fair hearing. You can actually find clips on YouTube of the aftermath of the hearing that Harry Reid gave Frank Rosenthal if you're interested. I was always interested in mafia stuff like that, so I've seen it before. But the point is, when people pass away, no matter what they did in their life, we tend to remember the good things about them. Even when John Madden was alive, you would have been hard-pressed to find anybody that had something negative to say about him. I briefly shared with you guys this morning how nostalgic John Madden is for my generation. We grew up listening to him and Pat Summerall call the NFL on Sunday afternoons, the commercials he was in, the video games. When you think of the Mount Rushmore in the NFL, John Madden is in the center of the mountain. With his passing, now is the time that John Madden should be remembered for all of his positive contributions to the NFL, the years of entertainment he provided, all of the lives that he touched on and off the field. John Madden was extremely active with numerous charities. But leave it to a miserable asshole to dampen the celebration of John Madden's life. Dr. Andrew McGregor, and I hesitate to call him a doctor, Andrew McGregor is a professor at Dallas College. He supposedly teaches history, which is concerning in and of itself. This man doesn't belong anywhere near a classroom, spreading his hate and negativity to young college kids. According to his Twitter bio, old Andy describes himself as a sports studies influencer. He puts the TM symbol by that term. I guess he has it trademarked. What the hell is a sports studies influencer? What is that? Take one look at Andrew McGregor. Take a look at this guy. It's clear to me this guy ain't influencing anyone. Take a look at this dude. Sorry about the picture quality, but it's the only picture I could find of this asshole. But look at this guy. If Andy McGregor isn't the leading candidate for 2021 Virgin of the Year, I don't know who is. This man hasn't played with a woman since his mom quit breastfeeding him. Instead of celebrating the life of John Madden, Andrew McGregor took the approach of trying to demonize him. You see, Andy, little Andy's not a fan of football, even though he claims to be a huge fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy believes football is too violent. The sport exploits black people. I'm going to read a couple of his tweets about John Madden verbatim to you. I can't believe someone would say this about a man who contributed his entire life to football. I can't believe somebody would say this when he was alive, much less the day after he passes away. Check this out. Quote, "I have lots of opinions on John Madden. The creation of the Madden video game was not a great development for the United States. It further glamorized violence and dehumanized black athletes, helping to establish plantation cosplay that has grown worse in the era of fantasy football, end quote. First of all, Virgin Andy, no one gives a shit about your lots of opinions on John Madden. Just because you have a Twitter account doesn't mean you have to share your misery with the rest of us. Please tell me, explain it to me, how John Madden in the Madden video game series dehumanized black athletes. I would love to hear this explanation. Please tell me how it is a plantation cosplay. What the hell does that even mean? How are players in the Madden video game on a fucking plantation? You know how much NFL players get paid to be in Madden? $18,000. Now, I know that's not a lot of money to most NFL players, but 200 years ago, I would be willing to bet the people that were actually on plantations would have loved to have been given 18 grand just to use their name and likeness. Oh, but it gets even better. It gets even better. Let's continue with Andy's wisdom and logic. Quote, "The video game distanced the reality of the violent sport from fans and transformed human behavior into artificial numbers and simulations. It glamorized athletes, using their name for profits, while encouraging fans to disregard the humanity. Madden built a digital plantation," end quote. You just contradicted yourself. How can John Madden have dehumanized black athletes and then glamorize them at the same time? It's not possible. You can't do both. If you dehumanize someone, you are depriving them of human qualities. If you glamorize them, you are enhancing their qualities. Yes, the Madden video game used NFL players for profit. But like I already told you, the players profited also. NFL players weren't forced to participate. Clearly, Virgin Andy doesn't know the difference between slavery or plantation life and paid employment. While reading these tweets, I got to wondering, how does Andrew McGregor know so much about the Madden video game? Even though his analysis is complete bullshit, it is thorough bullshit. He spouted off 8, 9, 10 tweets about this subject. How did he obtain all this knowledge? Well, luckily, an editor at Fox News, a senior editor at Fox News, answered the question for us. He went through the Twitter feed of the 2021 version of the year, Andrew McGregor, and he found a tweet from December 27, 2017, damn near 4 years ago to the day. In the tweet, Andy appears to have played video games with his brother in the past. He says, "The fake kneel down is the exact kind of play I would have used against my brother in Madden." Busted. Busted. The same video game that you're criticizing, the man that you are accusing of taking advantage of NFL players, you bought and played it yourself. According to your own logic, Andy, you have contributed to this exploitation of NFL players. You have actively taken part in the violence. I don't know what this dude got his doctorate in. I'm assuming he has a PhD in social justice. Andrew McGregor is a prime example of what a six-figure college education gets you. You pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have your mind poisoned and rewired, brainwashed, basically. Like I said, these people lead miserable lives. You have got to be miserable with yourself for a legendary man like John Madden to pass away. Someone who has helped more people than Andy McGregor ever dreamed of helping. And the first thing that comes to your mind when he passes is negativity and propaganda. It's also another example of the flawed logic of social justice warriors. Andrew McGregor claims John Madden exploited black people. He claims the NFL exploits black people by having them entertain white America. Then they'll turn around and bitch and complain about black people not being given enough opportunities, not being given enough opportunities in sports. So which is it? Which is it? Are they exploited by opportunities they're given? Or are they not given enough opportunities? It is absolutely disgusting that Andrew McGregor tried to taint the legacy of John Madden with the racism brush. It is disgusting. Can't you just let the man rest in peace? You know, it's strange. I couldn't find any record of Andrew McGregor saying this about John Madden when he was alive, when he could defend himself. You wait until he passes away, and you don't even give it a full 24 hours before you spout off with some bullshit. If you have a child at Dallas College that's in this dude's class, I would pull them out of that class immediately. All right. You guys, give me your thoughts on this asshole. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.